A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi there, everybody, and welcome to Wrestle Culture, which I've got a really weird tone in my voice because I'm not on a Zoom call.
Cleary, press one of the buttons.
I'm building up to it.
If you don't mind, I will.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is Adam Cleary. I'm joined by Andy H. Murray and Phil Chambers. And from where I'm sitting right now, if I reach out my right arm and I reach out my left arm, I can physically touch both of them. We're not on a Zoom call. We're real life in the brand new What Culture studio. I cannot believe I've gamed the system sufficiently that somehow I managed to present the first podcast.
I was just going to say, does anyone else feel like we're cheating on Wilburn a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah, but that's why it feels so good, doesn't it? Anyway, welcome to Wrestle Culture. You know the deal by now. Oh, see if I remember
press the
top
button,
of my head. No, I remember. Well, I'm building to it. See if I remember the thing by now. Before we begin, don't forget to subscribe to What Culture on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we review Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, not the Wednesday Night War anymore because that's not a thing, as well as interviews, roundtables, discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. Now, I am feeling slightly emotional here because we have not done an in-real-life podcast together since March 2020.
Yeah.
But you know what else I haven't done since March 2020? Consistently kept up with the global wrestling product.
Hey.
We got a soundboard. I can't remember what.
We're going to be really obnoxious.
I can only remember. Badumch and the crowd. I can't remember what the other ones were, but we'll play with them
as the experiment.
Now, that was partially a joke, but also partially not. I actually have no idea what's going on in wrestling at the minute, so we thought we'd do a fun podcast. But we do have a couple of months where I sit back down and I am told these absurd things that go on, which to you all may now be run-of-the-mill, things you've just made peace with, But I get to hear them for the first time and genuinely start to question them, and it just kind of shows how fun wrestling is. So Michael Sidgwick has very kindly prepared me with 10 topics from recent wrestling shenanigans, all in one sentence, which I'll be asking you both to unpack for me, and then we will discuss them as three friends in a podcast studio tend to do. Are you excited, guys?
Moderately, yeah.
It's a banter podcast.
I'm liking it. We've got more buttons. Press more buttons. Press another button. Press it. The purple one.
Purple one.
Wait, which one's that? That's kind of lilac
to me.
That's pink.
Purple.
It's my banter. Yeah,
that's
cricket.
Very good. That's all right. That's fitting for the, that sets the tone for the rest of this podcast very well.
So our first topic of conversation is, and I'm quoting, Lily, the inanimate doll, what? Winked at Piper Niven, who is now Dewdrop. I heard the Dewdrop thing.
Dewdrop.
I did see the video where Eva Marie looked Piper Niven up and down and went, I'm going to call her Dewdrop. And actually, that was one of the most minging things WWE have done this year.
You've heard about Piper Niven being called Dewdrop. Yep. Have you heard about Eva Marie's new ring name? Rocksteady.
Hey!
You have to explain the joke.
I can't reach the buttons.
It's turtles, mate. Yeah, bebop.
Oh, bebop! Yeah. Oh, very good. Okay.
I pressed the crickets myself, by the way, so you know.
Are they still together?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And this was in the middle of a match, obviously. Alexa Bliss at the beginning of the match put Lily. You know what Lily is, right?
Lily's the
doll that she carries around.
Yeah, okay.
It's possessed.
Yeah, a possessed doll. So she put
it on. Is it not Bray Wyatt? Is it Bray Wyatt's possessed doll or her possessed doll?
It's hers.
Bray Wyatt, yeah.
It's her friend. Is it Bray Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt's powers are now in Alexa, who is his girlfriend, and Lily is Alexa's mum.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the mum is demented.
Right.
So in the middle of a match, she puts Lily on top of the corner on the top of the ring post.
Okay.
And they wrestle their match.
That's the doll just sits on top of the ring post. It doesn't fall off.
Little doll, like a little 6-inch doll or whatever. sets them on top of the ring post. Fine, fine, fine. Wrestle the match, wrestle, wrestle, wrestle. Halfway through the match, Doudrop. I would have loved to have been in the live crowd for this, just to see what this came up like. But Doudrop stopped everything, looked at the corner and was absolutely terrified. And then the camera quickly cut into a massive close-up of Lily. The doll winked. And Doudrop was like, oh my God. And then Alexa Bliss, well, did she roll her up? Yeah, she rolled her up.
She rolled her up.
And, got the one, two, three from a distraction finish.
And this happened on a live show with a live audience.
Yeah, this was during the crowd.
Can you just talk
me
through this? So the doll winks.
Yeah.
How does the doll wink?
It had a sound effect as well. It was like ding, ring. Phil's was more accurate, but yeah, it went like ding.
What are its eyes made of?
Buttons.
Eyes.
So how does it wink?
It was like a CGI wink.
Like
they've taken the button, the round button, and then they just have like the bottom of the button, so it looked like she.
So was it? It didn't even really wink. They cut to this.
Oh yeah, they cut to it.
Crowds are back in WWE.
Crowds are back.
So there's a live
crowd.
So they cut to this thing, and it was funny as hell because if you watch it again, you can see this just stationary photo of a crowd they've put in the background. And poor Piper Niven is standing there at this live show just looking at a doll that's doing nothing and then going, aah!
If you were live in that crowd, you would have looked at it. It's in a match. Sin Doudrop stopped wrestling while she was beating up Alexa Bliss quite solidly. Look at a doll, get scared, and then get rolled up and lose. And
that one thing this is jumping out, which we're not apparently making enough of a big deal out. We've worked with Viper Niven as a real name. Alexa Bliss is like... How she rolled her up?
Just with a roll, like schoolboy.
No, but like she could crush her. She could absolutely. How on earth do you get a roll up in that situation?
Just a schoolboy. Piper's a very good wrestler.
Little schoolie B.
That's what I mean. Like I don't understand how Alexa Bliss.
WWE in it.
Fiend
that
magic.
Must have looked ridiculous. She could literally.
She was scared.
Hold on.
She was Alexa Bliss from the ring with one hand.
We've just told you about a doll winking, and it's the roll up that looks ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Look. You got to remember, I'm not as worn down by roll ups as the pair of you two are.
Keep in mind that this is the same doll that a few months ago chased Shayna Baszler into a locker room.
What?
Shayna Baszler.
Hang on, I think you saved that on my list. I don't think it is. It chased Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler for about 2 minutes had to run away from this doll. She locks herself into a room, goes, oh, thank God that's over, turns around, like horror movie sound effect, the doll is in the other corner of the room.
How does
this
it,
is Shayna Baszler, legit MMA ask.
Like the doll is running.
Yeah. The doll...
Purely for our UK audience of a very certain age, but do you ever remember the time ITV massively hyped up that you were actually going to see Sooty's legs?
I remember the Suit
episode where they went into a furniture shop or something, and Matthew Corbett?
That's him.
He lost Suit. He said, where's Suity? And then the camera just cuts to Suity walking. He just literally two or three steps forward because they've obviously rigged this like Suity doll with legs. Two or three steps forward. I was like, oh my God, Suity, it's not, ma'am, it's not a hand. It's not a puppet. Suity's got legs.
Matt Hardy teleporting around, like rather than like legging it like Linford Christie.
So literally lower production values than ITV. CITV in the
It was
early
horror 90s. Movie. Look in a mirror. There's nothing there. Cut away. Look back in the mirror. Ooh, there's a spooky thing.
Also, last week they did a segment, or the week before, or whenever they did a segment where Eva Marie and Doudrop beat up Alexa Bliss and the doll. Yeah. And the closing part of the segment was the doll sitting up. So,
like the Undertaker.
Proper
slow raise up.
This is the number one thing on the list, and not in the sense that we do on the website where we're counting down. Like, it goes up from here, according to Sidgwick.
I think it speaks volumes about this podcast that we're starting with this and not CM Punk.
this is the Banda podcast.
They've covered that enough on the real podcast.
I don't think I've got anything about CM Punk on this.
Fair play.
You'll have to shoehorn it in the end.
We've spoken about him enough.
We'll move on. WWE Raw, and I would like to point out, I'm reading these all for the first time. WWE Raw has a new digital robot mascot that they don't actually mention on the show.
The Rawbot, I think you'll find this is his name. Just to kind of open this up for you, it's this little goofy little CGI robot that comes up on the screen and like advertises stuff, and it's on the screen for about 10, but it looks silly because it's a little CGI robot. Whose ring entrance? Here's your first question. Whose ring entrance? Think of all the grandiose ring entrances in WWE.
Yeah.
Who did the cartoon robot show up for first? Which ring entrance on
Drew.
Raw?
Drew.
Even more grandiose.
On Raw?
Yeah. big production-y, smoke and mirrors-y, missing a key component on Raw, however.
I don't know.
Karrion Kross.
Karrion
Kross is Ring Edwards. Robot. You're trying to build this guy up, and his booking's been weird, but you're trying to build this big muscular dude up as a scary thing, and he's in the ring, and this little robot's going, buy Bud Light or whatever.
Does it talk?
It doesn't talk. It doesn't talk.
I wish it did.
But yeah, there's a robot now.
It's like, you know, all those augmented reality things that they've been doing on people's entrances. Like Roman Reigns has the giant Roman Reigns that just kind of goes...
He used to have the big dog, which I always thought was quite good. Yeah. It was literally just a big, unspecified breed of dog.
It's just another one of them. But it's just a little cute little robot.
It's not a little thing that rolls across the box. I'm imagining like a...
It is.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm picturing at all.
It's a little Power Ranger, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Genuinely, I was picturing like, you know, when you do like a... What do you call it? You do the... film nerd stuff, the stuff on the bottom, lower third.
Yeah.
I was like, picturing a little dude that jumped up the bottom.
No,
it's 3D and big.
This is good audio. So that's a picture of him doing a flex during Karrion Kross's ring entrance there. His little Power Ranger looking fella. Just, I don't know what he's flogging, what he's selling.
That's so much better than I was imagining.
Do you remember like 2 years ago when they did the draft and they had those Fox robots in the draft room and they were posing and stuff? Set those lads up against the robot. That's what I want to say.
Any chance we can see the robot? Is it genuinely called the robot? That's not something you've just...
I think it's just kind of been christened that.
Yeah.
It's actually called that.
Can we have that versus the doll?
I'm up for it. I mean, I don't think the robot has posable eyes. So we won't...
Right. Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense.
It's not going to be as realistic.
That wouldn't make any sense.
But I am up for it chasing, I don't know, Eva Marie.
There's no visible legs I could see there either. So how do you do a roll-up?
That's a good point.
I don't know how you do it. Well, we'll move on.
That's a good point.
Okay, a porn meme trended following a stare down on AEW Dynamite. Now, Sidgwick did write this, and I'm not totally convinced he A, knows what a meme is, or B, understands trending.
I also don't know what he's on about.
I don't either.
What's he talking about?
See, is this just something he saw on Twitter and he's all, that's trending?
Can someone slack him and find out?
Read that again.
A porn meme trended following a stare down on... There's a lot of words you don't want your dad using isn't there? Porn trending.
Porn or pawn.
Stare down on what?
On AEW what? Dynamite.
What?
Like, genuinely...
I don't know what he's on about.
He's hit the jackpot. You don't ever want, like, someone's dad saying porn, meme, or trending in a sentence. And he's got all three of them next to each other.
I'm not entirely sure how to Google this, by the way.
Yes, you are, Phil. You just don't want to do it.
Yeah, incognito. Like, AEW... Is that one of those accounts that Jim Ross follows?
What's it?
Sorry, Jim. But, I mean, look at his Twitter likes.
I don't know. This is the thing. I see a lot of memes. I'm very online. I don't know any porn memes.
I'm very online as well, and I've not seen this.
And I don't mean that in the sense that I've often made this joke with you, a lad showing, I don't know the names of any porn stars. You show them a picture, I wouldn't know who that is.
Is that Jenna Jenerson?
She was in that song once. Like, I don't mean like that. I genuinely cannot think, other than when you just put Brazzers at the bottom.
That's what
of
I was
picture.
Just going to say. I'm assuming it's just someone slapped Brazzers on their picture.
Right. Yeah. Sidgwick seen this dude like 15 retweets, and he's like, it's gone viral.
I have no idea what this is.
Well, if you know what this porn meme is, please tweet all three of us, but do not include it.
To be fair, it could be anything, because there's a lot of hunky men in AEW.
I've got quite a lot of hunky men.
I think they're considering starting a hunk weight division, in fact.
No idea.
No? Okay, we'll skip that one.
Okay.
Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks enter to Y'all Ready for This from Space Jam on AEW. Now, I will say, I have to break kayfabe here. I did obviously see the video of this, and it was incredible. But why? They're heels, aren't they? The Dastardly Elite now in AEW. Why were they promoting Space Jam, an affectionately lovely intellectual property?
Money. Someone's going to promote it.
Yeah. Get paid, probably.
Get paid. I assume they wanted it on their top stars, and all of them are their top stars. It made me want to see Space Jam. I was going to see it anyway.
Actually, it's pronounced Toon Stars.
Toon Stars.
I don't know. Whatever it was bloody brilliant.
They've been doing a lot of basketball stuff recently.
They have.
So they carried this on, have they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have gone deep with the basketball stuff.
They've been doing it every week. So, like, last week...
That's called being in the paint.
Last week, they were all wearing meme T-shirts, teasing T-shirts for various things that were going to happen. So the Super Elite were at a basketball court, and one of them had a Cookie Monster T-shirt on. CM. See, very clever.
Cookie Monster. It's quite good.
I don't know. I can't remember who was who. One had a Ric Flair robe on. Free agent now, of course.
Young Bucks had Hawaiian shirts.
They did.
for Bray.
Because Husky Harris, he's going to be available soon. So, and in the same match that Sidgwick is describing, one of the Young Bucks missed a dunk off the... off the,
to be fair, he was doing like a Meltzer driver to the outside in the middle of a dunk, but he missed the dunk, but hit the rest of the Meltzer driver. And then on this week's Dynamite, they were in a backstage skit and they were like, oh, we're going to beat you. It's going to be so easy as a layup. And then they go to do a layup. Luchasaurus comes in and just smashes the ball out of her hand.
Also,
and then Jungle Boy comes in and does a massive dunk in the background.
I will say, purely some insightful sports knowledge for you. If you're trying to hit a Meltzer driver while doing a dunk in a wrestling match, you want to make sure you connect with a Meltzer driver. The dunk's very much, you know, flair.
Yes.
Whereas if you're doing the basketball and you're trying to do the same thing, you kind of want to prioritize the dunk. And then if you do hit the Meltzer driver on the way out, that's just that's a bonus.
That's just gravy.
That is what. I'm happy they're doing this. Yeah.
Also, to bring some boringness to a banner podcast, the basketball stuff
is leading to
CM Punk's debut, which is called The First Dance. It's a reference to The Last Dance.
Last Dance. Yeah. Anyway, so what's something else?
I hope it comes back to the Bulls music.
That would be good.
Oh, it starts off with that Bulls music and then it goes...
There you go. Look, we can't just be hitting the orange sound effect button. We don't know what it does.
All right, let's give it a pause.
That's laughter.
Hang on, is it?
Oh, okay. One of them's like a Nickelback song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Nickelback song. There's going to be
power cards.
Dear listener, you've got months of this coming up of us messing around with the soundboard.
Wait till Wilbon gets his hands on this thing.
We can't tell him it does this. Can you imagine?
I think I might remove his finger so we can't push them.
Just smash his face into it, man. I get a little pop.
I can take his face off as well.
Right, what we got next? Chris Jericho took a bump through a pane of glass on AEW Dynamite.
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me. You're mad.
The 50-year-old man taking a bloody thingy.
Am I not correct in thinking? Isn't he getting written out of everything soon so Fozzy can do a world tour and we can go see them in Newcastle?
Yeah, they're playing in Newcastle on the 1st of December, I believe.
That's a while away, that, isn't it?
So,
can we
Chris?
Get press tickets somehow?
Yeah, Chris, if you're listening to this, always been a big fan of the Fozzy. Let us know.
Chris, if you are listening to this, could you please ask people in your press department just to check their emails? That would be really appreciated. Just a little quick, little nudge. We're manifesting a reply, aren't we, boys? Yeah, can't we talk about
it? You'll need those podcast notes from Unrestricted.
Can't talk about why, though. Anyway, so why is he going through a pane of glass?
Because Nick Gage.
Yeah, Nick Gage showed up.
Oh, yes, Nick Gage was on.
Yeah, so
there was glass, there was light tubes, there was... pizza cutters to the head.
I heard all about the pizza cutters.
I assumed you'd know that.
Is there anything in your notes about Domino's Pizza? Because if there's not, Sidgwick is a fool.
But it's also one of the most known things that you might have.
I will say, I'll answer your question. There is nothing in the notes about Domino's Pizza. However, Domino's Pizza. I know everything about the Domino's Pizza situation. Yeah.
So there's a whole pile of bollocks.
If wrestling wants to get on my radar, all it has to do is become adjacent to something I actually spend time focusing on. And that is, of course, pizza. So
there you go. There you go. It was, Jericho did a top rope. Was it a hurricane? It was a hurricane runner, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To Nick Gage through the glass. So.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was bloody, man. It was bloody. It was this death match on national TV. And, you know, we were talking about how brutal it was on the news and all we got back was, oh, no, it was gimmick. They took blade. Who cares? It looked cool. Chris Jericho's 50. You're 12 and you're not doing that.
There was still blood everywhere, guys.
Yeah.
How much money do you want?
Do the people who replied to this know that wrestling's gimmick?
Well, this is it. Unless Chris Jericho downed a literal pint glass. I think they'd have been very upset, but I don't know.
Downed a literal pint glass.
Smashed it up and swallowed it. Yeah. That didn't happen.
I would watch that.
You ever been
pizza
to...
pizza or not?
Have you ever been to Dundee?
I thought you were going to say you've ever been to, like, King of the Deathmatch. No, I've not been to Dundee either.
Well, then, if you know, you know.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. In a problematic Japanese restaurant skit on NXT, a disgusted Zoe Stark pretended to eat before throwing away raw octopus. Sorry. What?
Yeah. So they did this skit. Zoe Stark and Io Shirai are the NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. And they're trying to bond. They're trying to build some chemistry. They're going out, trying to get to know each other. They went to a Japanese restaurant. Zoe Stark was made to act like sushi was... In general.
Grossest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so foreign and gross.
What
to me.
Is this alien food? I'm just a Westerner.
Really eat this?
Yeah. Oh, and then she was doing things.
You guys really eat this.
It was every 90s movie, slightly racist cliche that you could possibly think of.
Throwing it under the table.
Just spitting it out into a handkerchief, like throwing it out under the table and going, oh, this is delicious.
It's crazy. And it's like...
The waitress comes up and Io Shirai and her start speaking in Japanese. And then she goes, oh, are you two friends? And you're like, no.
Yeah. Do you two know each other? You've literally just sat there and done the you guys thing as like an exaggerated pop. That's literally what happened. You guys know each other?
This is for real.
WWE. Someone in the WWE scripting room that day thought, oh yeah, all Japanese people know each other and sushi is weird, guys. Who eats raw fish?
The only thing with this is that I think the video was released at the same day as the Max Caster rap, wasn't it?
I think it might have been.
Kind of got lost a little bit in the shuffle because Max Caster was way worse.
So I'm just consulting my notes here. The words Max and Caster do not appear.
Oh, Sidgwick's missed a shot there. He's missed a shot there. Do you want to know about the Max Caster rap?
Is it? I think I saw some talk about this. Somebody just
one problematic race, wrestling segment to another very problematic.
Somebody just come out and just do the most ill-advised tone death. Not even actually good rap.
It was a banner week for this kind of stuff in pro wrestling because you had the Io Shirai thing. On Monday Night Raw, you had Charlotte Flair
using
Simone Biles' mental health to draw heat and stuff and prove a point on a wrestling show, which is dumb enough as it is, right? And that got a fair bit of backlash. But on the very next day, by the way, on a show that is taped 6 days in advance, so they had 6 days to edit this out, whoever was in charge of editing it. Max Caster, who does his rap. And I like the gimmick. I pop for it quite often. He's quite witty. And
he's generally really good.
Yeah. Sometimes he gets a little bit close to the edge. Like he had a line a few weeks ago about Lady Gaga's dog walker. And there are times where you're like...
He's been slowly pushing it to see where the line is. And he firmly found the line.
He pushed a little bit too far. So he came out this week. And I'm not going to regurgitate the exact lines. But there were...
It's like you can't spit.
I haven't got a hot 16 in me, I'm afraid. I've watched 8 Mile twice. What did he say? I've lost my train of thought. He made a joke about the 2006 Duke Lacrosse case.
Yep.
Right.
Which, yep, okay, that's a thing. He said something about being fake like a PCR test. So,
right. Yeah. COVID conspiracies.
Yeah,
well.
Rile up the COVID conspiracy lot. And he started off with a line about blaming mental health like Simone Biles. So it was... It was rather tone deaf. This made it to the live showing on Dark, but it was cut out of the upload.
In one sitting.
Yeah.
That was all in one
those were
down
his,
the rampway rap.
Those were in his first three lines as well. And he'd made some other stuff like talking about Julia Hart's fanny, but who cares about that? Like compared to the other stuff.
At that point, you're grading on a curve when it comes to that.
Exactly. So he's on ice, apparently. He's going to sensitivity training.
Tony Khan came out afterwards saying this is utterly unacceptable and it will never happen again. And he is going to personally take over responsibility for editing AW Dark because he didn't earlier.
Yeah. Wait, who does have responsibility for editing AW Dark?
Well, that's the thing. It got through
not only
the people in the ring while it was happening, but the cameraman and the commentators and the people filming it backstage, whoever was vision mixing it and live directing it. And then whoever edited it afterwards and all the people backstage who must have heard it. It's like got through a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh no, and then Tony Khan, the head of this company, apparently can't hire one person that he trusts to edit a YouTube show for him, is now going
to
be...
It's kind of funny as well, because it cuts to someone in the ring in the middle of the rap. I think it's Matt Sydal, who's just like, what's going on? And by the way, I think in moments like this, like the Sammy Guevara thing, it was a young kid who said a dumb thing years ago and they've done whatever and they've put him through sensitivity training and he's learned and all that stuff. Max Caster's 32 years old.
Oh, it is big age.
A big age.
Do you know what I will say? One positive that's coming out of this story for me is you've just listed all the people who would have been present or would have gone through and all this. Grant is, yes, massive dereliction of duty on all their parts to not let this go out. But also, to a man... AW backstage and talent, not a grass amongst them.
Yeah.
Because obviously if Tony Khan saying, if this had got to me, I would have stopped that happening. Look at all the people who were like, well, obviously this is terrible, but I'm not grasslighting.
Solid group of boys, if you ask me.
If Max wants to go to women's talk about it, then that's fine, but I'm not a grasslighter. I'm not a grass. So, you know, every dreadfully offensive... problematic cloud has a silver lining.
Aye, man. It's a whole mess. I hope a lesson is learned and we can all move on.
I'm really good at this isn't on video because I did actually quickly look to see what the next one of these was while you were explaining that to me. And I did a full comedy double take at it when I read it. Everrise are in AEW now, comma, feuding with Sting.
This is literally the best thing. Yes. They get released from WWE, obviously, we know that, and we had our interviews, and they are lovely, lovely chaps.
I did know about this part because Wilborn messaged me. During my off hours, by the way, it was like a 9 p.m. joke, but just put over eyes, used to watch your NXT ups and downs, said you're a dick, and I'm like, all right.
Yep, that all happened.
I just replied with, didn't say I was wrong, though, did I?
So they're obviously on a 30-day no-compete. They show up on AEW socials the night before.
Yeah.
And they decide that the first people that they are going to challenge within AEW are Jon Moxley, Eddie Kingston,
fair,
and Darby Allin. And they're just like, yep, check it out to the big boys, go do that. And then they got squashed, obviously, on Dynamite. Yeah. But it was hilarious.
It was great.
Sting got involved in it and stuff. It was absolutely splendid. And then Danny Garcia, who they've been wrestling with, had a match on Dynamite this week against...
Darby.
Was it Darby?
Yeah, Darby.
And then obviously he lost that. During that, Sting got involved and was chucking them about everywhere. And now next week it's going to be Sting and Darby Allin versus 2.0. So they've gone from being pretty low on the totem pole of NXT, let's say, but just starting to get themselves over. Yeah.
Just in case the boys are watching this, they've gone from being one of the most entertaining things.
Yeah.
Completely underused, but one of the most entertaining things on NXT. Fighting for web time.
To feuding with Sting within a matter of 2 months.
That's really insane.
It's weird, isn't it? And they're doing all kinds of hilarious stuff. Like in the first match, they did a thing where Matt Lee was just so mesmerized. Like, is that the real Sting? Darby Allin just wipes him out down through the ropes.
Dive.
He mistook him for Jumpin' Jeff Farmer of fame as well. It's tremendous stuff. These guys, they're so funny, man. You give them 30
Sting
seconds.
Sting was suplexing them on the rampway on Dynamite. Yeah. Just in a throwaway segment, just Sting doing suplexes
62
on the ramp.
62-year-old Sting with his spinal reconstructive surgery. He's going to wrestle these guys. It's awesome. It's so much fun.
AEW's so much fun, though, isn't it?
It is. It's got a really good vibe, a good energy.
Just going through this list, we'll just mentally snip out that rap as like the exception that proves
the rule. Yes.
All of these things that are AEW related are just like, you're not going to believe this fun thing that's happening that defies belief.
Yeah.
Whereas like all the WWE stuff, it's like, look at all this dumb stuff that's happening, defy sense.
I kind of like that balance.
I do like that balance. Yeah. It's important, as we've always said, the introduction of a competitor product, it gives you better variety, if nothing else. So now there's incredibly nonsensical, incoherent booking on one channel and just fun on the other.
Yeah.
Anyway,
a little bit of something for everyone.
Obviously, I'm just saying that because my TK check has just cleared this week. Anyway, number one contender to NXT Women's title, Dakota Kai, jobbed to Aaliyah on main event. Sorry? What?
Right, so Aaliyah's on the main roster now, but she hasn't appeared. They did a trade.
How's she on the main roster then?
So they did a trade behind the scenes. Right. Mandy Rose has gone back to NXT. And Aaliyah's got the main roster, which makes no sense in the first place because Mandy Rose was in a tag team with Dana Brooke. Almost said Dawn Marie there. She's in a tag team with Dana Brooke and that's no longer a thing. And they've only got like two women's tag teams. But Aaliyah's not been on TV, like on Raw or SmackDown once. Dakota Kai, who is a heel, has been a heel for about 2 years, turned on Raquel Gonzalez 2 weeks ago and is facing babyface Raquel Gonzalez for the title. A takeover next week, wrestled as a baby face against Aaliyah on main event, like waving the crowd.
Sorry. She was obviously a bit of a heel anyway, but she turned on Gonzalez, turning Gonzalez's face. So they got a big title match.
Yes.
Right. But then she's not on the main roster.
No.
But she appeared on main event, which is itself not really the main roster, as a face to job out to Aaliyah, who is on the main roster, but hasn't appeared on the main roster.
Yeah, that's literally it.
They've gone back to doing like tryout matches before SmackDown and stuff like that, like what they used to do like ages ago.
Yeah.
They've done it with a bunch of people.
Tryout matches with people who've been a weekly fixture on one of
where
them.
Where you could literally watch their entire back catalogue and figure out.
Put a show on, brother.
So they did it with Bronson Reed. He had like two tryouts before SmackDown. He got released, obviously.
After critically lauded running.
With the North American title and everything. Yeah. They did it with Karrion Kross while he was the NXT champion. He had a few...
He was on main event?
He was on a few SmackDown dark matches and then they put him on main event and it's this weird foreshadowing of what they're going to do to people on the main roster when they go to main event, because on the main event, he came out, he didn't have Scarlett Bordeaux, he didn't have his entrance, like the smoke, the lights, he just came out wandering down to the ring with absolutely no package whatsoever. Not like Your dad's dead.
I was going to say, for a dude that size, it always strikes me as
like a Pringles
conspicuous camp. By its absence.
But absolutely no production whatsoever. And he just waltzed out to main event and everyone was like, what the hell are you doing? Who was he wrestling? Why are you doing this? I can't remember. He did win, though. He did win something.
What was all the stuff about it? Because he lost it.
Debuted on Raw, and he didn't have Scarlett Bordeaux, and he didn't have his entrance, and he lost to Jeff Hardy in like 30 seconds or something.
Yeah. It was really 30 quick.
30 seconds?
Yeah, yeah. And what made it make even less sense was that. So basically, the whole point of that match was that Jeff Hardy's got his old entrance theme back. No more words. So Karrion Kross jobbed to an entrance theme. And also, Jeff Hardy cheated to win. He put his foot on the ropes and he's a babyface. What is this company, man?
But it's okay because Karrion Kross did get a win eventually when Keith Lee came back after a 5 month absence and they put him against Karrion Kross and Karrion Kross won.
This, by the way, is a week after Keith Lee lost his comeback match as well. So. Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So
Keith Lee came back and dropped out twice.
Yes. Yeah. He lost.
But then it's okay because the week after that, he got his win back against Karrion. So everyone's 50-50.
So, yeah.
And Karrion beat Jeff, I think, on Aurora as well. Yeah.
So Twitter and Reddit tell me it's okay.
Firmly 50-50.
Because Scarlett's going to come back and make it good or something like that.
So if this main event thing is anything to go by, how they showed him on main event is exactly how they did him on the main roster. So Dakota Kai is going to come out on the main roster as a smiling babyface and lose all the time.
Yeah. So it's like he was undefeated in WWE as well. Like a year and a half or whatever of being built up. Remember his first entrance? It was like imposing and look at this big guy. Big guys.
I remember.
He's a two-time NXT champion.
I was the guy. I was the guy for that.
Comes through.
I gave it up.
Comes through straight on Raw. Loses in however long it was.
And then the news that comes out today about the big power struggle backstage kind of explains all of this, where they're just like, oh, you're Triple H's guy, are you?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it be a shame if something really bad happened to you?
Hey, Karrion Kross, how'd you like a taste of the good life?
I will say, Kai as well, so.
If you've just heard Phil talk about the power struggle there, and you're like, what's all this about? You can check out myself and Andy on the news on the What Culture Wrestling YouTube channel today. And wasn't it great, everybody? Yeah. Only I retouch the soundboard.
We'll see about that.
Next we have, where am I? The former Big Show, see, that's just the Big Show, save the son of Tony Schiavone on AEW Dynamite.
Yes.
He's got an entrance
for me. Well, it's the birthmark.
It's really good.
It's class.
It's Paul. This happened. The sentence is, there's nothing about that sentence is exaggerated. That's literally what happened.
He saved Tony's son. Before we start, what peril was Tony's son in?
Tony Schiavone, a few weeks ago, was trying to interview QT Marshall and he got a protein shake poured over his head. That's the thing. QT Marshall's like, he's doing this Tony Soprano thing, but he's like, he's a stooge. He's a jobber guy, right? He's a job guy.
When you say he's doing a Tony Soprano thing,
he's dressing up like him.
He's not getting an erection over ducks.
Yeah, he's not quacking himself daft. They did an in-ring segment where QT was going to apologize instead of apologizing. Tony Schiavone's son was in the crowd. Chris, he wants to be a wrestler. Chris Schiavone. Nick Comoroto, who's bigger than the building we're currently in, pulls him out of the crowd. They beat him up, obviously. Tony's like, my boy! That's my boy! He's from Texas now, apparently.
Where is he from?
I'm not sure, actually.
Where's Tony from?
I have no idea.
You know him better than we do.
Do I?
Yeah. Probably.
Do you know when, before Tony Schiavone was in the AEW, you could pay him like $500 to come and hang out with you for like 2 hours?
Yeah, what do you think? I know, why do you think I'm saying Phil knows better than I do?
He's from Virginia.
Oh, well, it's that Virginia accent.
There you go.
Shout out to Craigsville, Virginia.
Yeah. Anybody here tonight from Craigsville, Virginia?
Great crowd tonight, great crowd. But then, they're in peril. Tony's about to get hurt or whatever. And what hits?
Is it actually
It's Paul! Yeah. They've done a new
it's
one.
It's Paul.
It doesn't say it's Paul. It doesn't say Paul. But it does say no more BS on the Titantron.
No more
BS.
On
the big screen, not the Titantron. And Paul White chases them off. I think he gave Aaron Solo a chokeslam. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Aaron Solo, of course, as well as while we're talking about famous fathers, Aaron Solo, of course. Son of Han.
There it is.
Very good.
I've been out the loop for a little
very
while.
Good, very good.
I thought it was pretty good. that's definitely the least interesting role so far. WWE promoted a match at a hip-hop festival that not one soul made a single noise for. What?
So this was a really good opportunity.
Sidge, by the way, can I just say the further down we get with this, Sidgwick's really turning the WWE screw on this, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's really getting the boot.
You can tell this is written by Sidgwick.
Yeah. Do you know what he is?
So it was on SmackDown. Well, they hyped it up beforehand that they were going to have some matches. I can't remember. What was the festival called?
Rolling Loud?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
So,
is that from the random festival name generator?
I think it might be. I will fact check this.
So obviously Wale came out and he introduced like the Street Profits and they, because I guess in a way of desperately trying to get these people over for the crowd, like Wale comes out and introduces them and he's really good, obviously. And so it's Street Profits and it's one of the Street Profits versus Chad Gable. In a match. Don't know why they just didn't do a tag team.
All right,
match.
Just stop me there. Genuinely thrilled to hear that all these people still work for WWE.
You never know.
I did consider doing a quiz where we just had a list of people. You had to read them out and I had to guess if they were still there or not. But that did feel like it was trying to get entertainment and cheap pots out of people's like actual livelihood. So we didn't do that. But I will say, had the Street Profits and Chad Gable been in said quiz, I wouldn't have been confident on either answer.
Fair.
So delighted to hear they're still there and making it work.
They had that match and it was fun. It was like 5 minutes or whatever. It's just good fun. And then they had Carmella versus Bianca Belair on it, and that went like 8 minutes or something, and that was also good fun. But it's everything at the festival looked amazing because it was like a full stage, obviously festival stage. They had the ring sort of slightly moved forward, and then they had like a walkway that went out into the crowd in front of it.
That's cool.
So it looked incredible, but what they did with it was massively boring.
It was so dull. It was like two house show matches on this unique setting, wasn't it? Like there was an open goal right there. So the two heels in these matches were Carmella and Chad Gable. Just have one of them come out and go, Rick Ross is rubbish and hip hop sucks. Cut a promo on what the crowd likes and maybe the crowd will respond to you rather than just going and having your match that you'd have had on SmackDown anyway. It was so annoying.
And even the matches themselves, like there was rest holds in them and things. You'd say to people, just go out there, make it super fast paced, do all of your massive moves and just try and get this crowd into it, because it's not obviously a wrestling crowd. Well, they're there to watch
One thing we've learned from our extensive WCPW days is sometimes you will be doing non-wrestling stuff for, you'll be doing wrestling stuff for non-wrestling fans.
Yeah.
And because wrestling tends to have to abide by a lot of rules, which kind of make it less exciting than it can be, you do occasionally find yourself in situations where you don't have to apply those rules. And if those situations happen in front of non-wrestling fans, you can make some wrestling fans. Because then wrestling goes all out and, you know, isn't doing the middle of the show stuff. It isn't having to, you know, abide by its normal restrictions.
Yeah.
It's incredible to watch, especially if you've never seen it before live.
Yeah.
Why not?
They did rest holds.
It was a massive opportunity. It looked amazing. And they didn't have that much time on the stage or anything like that, which is fine.
Yeah.
You do what you can with what you've got. But you could have done a hell of a lot more with that. It was like the crowd was massive. It was could have been so good.
It was wild. Like, why not do a spot with Wale or something? Like, why not have him
get
punch
Wale
Chad Gable?
In a match? You'd be well up for that. You'd
absolutely. Maybe he can do a shooting star press. I don't know.
Probably can.
He probably could. Very talented guy.
Oh, if only we had some huge wrestling fan who's really over with the crowd already, but knows everything that's going on in the ring. If only we could somehow utilize his expertise and his skill set and his enthusiasm for the medium. Oh well, guess there's nobody like that present.
If only we had someone on our roster that has a Wale track that they come out to.
What?
Oh my God, yeah.
Big Edward, get him out.
So I'm gathering. Is there anything Sidgwick's missed off this, by the way, that I need to know about over the last 6 weeks?
It's been a crazy news cycle. I've completely lost track of everything.
The 205 Live roster is four people.
Oh. 205 Live? Oh, this still.
This is a riot as well. So the 205
Live. I heard she's gone.
The 205 Live roster currently, if you look on the app, the WWE app, which I look on every day.
You got the WWE app, Andy?
No, I don't have it installed. But if you go on it.
Do you think he's got the WWE app?
I
think,
yeah. Do I actually? That's fine.
Oh, here you are. I haven't got it.
Do you remember when Cole used to teach us how to install an app?
Yes. There it is.
It's oh, right. He's got, hey, I haven't got it.
It's right there.
I haven't got it.
So,
you mark.
I am indeed a 205 Live mark. Now, how do I'm
dying to see this.
We need to find
it. Oh, you got it as well.
I assume so.
Superstars, here we are. Why do they use such
a
weird
delight, I didn't even know they had an app.
Current. Here we go. Current. Hall of Fame. All time. All alumni. How do I just filter 205 Live? I don't know. I really don't know. But I know it.
Okay, you know it off by heart. Okay, who's the
four-person roster?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Now, bear in mind, I bet you all my guesses don't even work there anymore.
Go for it.
Grand Metalik.
No. He's on Raw.
You are not going to guess.
You're not going to get a single one.
I promise you, you're Daivari. Not going to get one.
No. Nope, released.
Whoa.
Ooh, I got it.
What do you...
Who's got it?
Sin Cara.
He got released like 2 years ago, brother.
There is one you might possibly get.
Ali.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
None of them are actively wrestling on the brand at the moment. And one of them, the most recent wrestler on the brand was last December.
And one of them is a commentator of the four.
And one of them is semi-retired. It's not Brock Lesnar.
Michael Cole.
No. You're never going to get it. So we have semi-retired Brian Kendrick.
Oh, do you know what? I was thinking, Bully Choke, what's his name? Train Ronda Rousey. Don't say you don't know his name because you look like an idiot. Now I've looked like an idiot by trying to, okay, yeah. Kendrick, I was going to say.
We have NXT UK's Mark Andrews.
Okay.
We have Nigel McGuinness, the commentator.
Right. Wait, he's on the active roster?
On the active
Nigel
roster.
Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah. Hasn't wrestled in a decade or something.
I was going to ask if I missed something when Nigel McGuinness came out of retirement.
And we have Santos Escobar, who hasn't wrestled on the product since 2020, I think.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, Santos December. Escobar. He was the recent 2020. One. To kind of give you a little show of the regard for 205 Live.
The entire roster.
The Brian Kendrick, though. So.
Sitting at the top. Who wrestled on... Odyssey Jones wrestled on 205 Live three or 4 weeks ago.
You've made that name up.
How heavy is Odyssey Jones on 205 Live?
0 pounds because you've made him up.
405 pounds.
Well, you can just say any number, can't you?
And tonight they've booked a match between Josh Briggs and Joe Gacy, who are both over 250 pounds.
They may as well just rename it Live Wire and get on with it.
Yeah, Live. Five Live.
Well, that all sounds incredibly exciting. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a...
We don't have the button.
I've got a lot.
Okay. That's quite appropriate. Well, that's quite appropriate.
It's everybody a quiz. Now, I am going to say, obviously, there being no Wilborn here, that means that he hasn't been around to not write a quiz this week, as he does all the time. So what I've done, we got to talking before about, isn't it just mad, all those random people who do like one NXT taping or one squash match, and you never hear from them again. So what I've done, I've compiled 10 times 2 names of wrestlers, 10 of which are real people who performed in WWE or NXT, and 10 of them are names that I have pulled from randomnamegenerator.org, which, and I filtered it by North American / mythology.
Brandon,
so there's like random Norse words and stuff. So it's not just Bill Jones or something like that, Andy Murray or something. It's like there's a bit of gravitas to these names, okay? But half of them are real, half of them are fake.
Okay.
I'm going to move my laptop now because I'm worried you can see the screen.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do is we're going to do it like a penalty shootout, all right? I'm going to go to one at a time with a name, and you have to tell me if it's real or if it's fake. Obviously, I can't pass it over because there's only two possible options.
Of course.
So it's purely hit and hope.
So the first quiz in 18 months, maybe more, where we've got the ability to actually say our names and do a fastest finger first thing, and you don't have to worry about internet lag.
That's
you've
one.
Just taken that out of the
equation. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know what, Andy? Just for that. There we go.
Can't win now, can you?
How do you feel about that, Andy?
I don't know how to put it back.
You don't know how to unmute yourself, do you? Love this board. The power with it.
Oh, he's magically back in the room.
Power, amazing. Right. Who would like to go first?
I'm very confident in my abilities. I'll go first.
Here we go. You're going to go first. Yeah. Okay. You're going to have to remember your own score for this because I can't bother to
write it all down. Okay.
Andy Murray.
Yo.
Briley Pierce.
Yeah, that's a real dude. I'm pretty sure that's Ryan Nemeth. But correct. Yeah, it's a correct dude.
Correct.
Yeah.
Phil
what
Chambers.
What was the made-up name?
Well, it was real.
But I see. Yeah. Just giving, I thought you had an option of two.
No, it'll either be real or it'll be fake.
Okay.
Dolph Ziggler's brother, that guy.
Phil.
Yes.
Brandy Clarissa.
It's got to be fake, Charlie. Come on.
It is.
There
I will point out, by the way, I'm hopeful you two will do quite well on this quiz, but every single name is much of a muchness, which leads me to believe that NXT also uses randomnamegenerator.org.
Genuinely wouldn't put it past them.
Andy Murray.
Yo.
Troy McClain.
No, that's not real.
Sounds like a Simpsons character.
Oh, a Simpsons character. He really wrestled in NXT.
Wow. Apologies to Troy McClain.
He had a number of matches in NXT.
Wow, okay.
All right, Phil. Slate Randall.
That sounds like someone doing like a bad Randy Orton impression.
Mm.
I'm going to go with...
Hard-boiled detective. Slate Randall.
Slate Randall.
No, it can't be.
Can't be real.
Can't be real.
It is real. Slate Randall was really in NXT. I meant to make a note of some of the matches they did because they actually wrestled some quite big people and not even in like dark matches, like on actual shows. All right. This is one of my favorite ones in this quiz. Andy Murray. Adelaide Grid.
That's made up. Those aren't real words.
Sorry, little John Cena meme.
Are you sure about that? Just like John Cena is sure that certain countries aren't actually countries. Yes, I'm sure.
Adelaide Grid is fake.
Good.
That's your answer.
That's my answer.
That's the correct answer as well.
Good, yes. Adelaide Grid. Where's Phil?
Phil's got to make sure the recording didn't stop because while we are enjoying ourselves in this studio, we're not 100% how it works.
The screen went black.
Nah,
and I was like, oh no, something really bad. It's fine.
Can you just quick check the scores for me both there? You got one wrong. You got both.
I got two.
Right, you're 2-1.
I'm on Michael Dublé over here.
2-1, you went first?
Yeah, I went first.
Three.
No, I got my second one wrong.
Oh, yeah, so where was it? What's 2-2?
2-1.
You can level it up here. You go
2-1.
Yeah, you go
2-1.
Phil.
It's 2-1. I've only got one.
Yes. Yeah. But you go your question behind.
Okay. So okay.
Phil. I think I'll go three.
Phil.
Yes.
Colby Hester.
Ooh, Colby definitely sounds like a name.
Colby Hester,
use.
Doesn't it? Colby Hester.
Hester.
What's up? Could be on 205 Live. Colby Hester, couldn't Colby. He?
Unpleasant name, that, isn't it?
Hester.
Ugh.
Hester Fester.
I don't know.
Hester Fester,
know.
Three bags Mester.
Yes, he was a person.
Colby Hester's fake.
Colby Hester's fake.
By the way, if you are an aspiring pro wrestler out there listening to this and you have been really struggling for a name, there will be 10 genuinely good options for you by the end of this quiz.
Might get Andy you signed Murray. By NXT at least.
Andy Murray.
Yo.
Knuckles Madsen.
Knuckles Madsen. I really hope this isn't real.
I want this to be a real dude so much. Knuckles Madsen.
Knuckles, you know the bits in your fist that you punch with? That's Knuckles Madsen. Knuckles Madsen.
I don't think it's real, but I want it to be real, so I'm going to say it's real.
You're going to say it's real?
Yeah.
It is real.
What?
Knuckles Madsen really
Knuckles
wrestled
Madsen.
In NXT.
Sorry,
of course, the thematic mortal enemy of Palm's sane daughter. There we go. Phil. Reggie Bell.
Strong name.
Reggie Bell. Bell with one L, in case that helps.
Oh.
There's lots of wrestling things you can do with a surname like Bell.
There's lots of things you can do with a Reggie Bell, let me tell you that.
Reggie Bell is fake.
Reggie Bell is fake.
Oh, Reggie
scores,
Bell.
Scores.
I've got a two. Trio of points.
Three, two. Andy Murray.
Yo. Stop saying yo.
Dante Dash.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a real dude. Yeah.
Dante Gotta
Dash.
Be.
That's very quick.
Yeah.
Dante Dash, that's a very, very quick answer.
I'm sure Dante Dash is a real dude.
He is a real dude. Yeah, he is a real dude.
Get
it. He's a real dude. Dante Dash.
Yep.
Somebody thought of that, then he told it to somebody else, and they said, sounds fine. Phil. Axel Keegan.
Ooh. I'm going to go real. It's got to be real.
Axel Keegan. It actually is real. Biggie's winning the ring. There's Axel Keegan. See, I would have gone fake that because I would have just thought they couldn't possibly have had two Axels in NXT.
Yeah.
But I will say this Axel spelt with no L. No E, so.
No E, yeah, okay.
No L. Axe.
Yeah, Axe. Axe Keegan.
Andy.
Yes.
Vin Ronda.
Like Vin Diesel and Ronda
Vin
Rousey.
Vin is in Vin Diesel and Ronda's in Ronda Rousey. Vin Ronda.
Vin Ronda.
Vin Ronda.
I want to sound really tough. Who are two tough people?
I want to be like the hardest person in the world, but not like, I want to be like the toughest, not like the toughest man or the toughest woman, just the toughest in general.
The toughest person.
Sylvester Gangrel is what I would have gone for.
Sylvester Gangrel.
Vin Ronda is not real.
Vin Ronda is not real.
Killing it. I'm on five. I'm on five.
Phil Chambers. Rashnu Amor.
Ooh. Rashnu. Thrown it now.
Look, as we establish every time I do a quiz, I do good quizzes. I give good quiz.
Rashnu Amor sounds very much like a WWE name.
I don't just rock up and pull something off the website.
Yes. Rashnu Amor is a person.
He's a person. Rashnu. No, he's not. Nah. Rashnu Amor's from randomnamegenerator.org.
I like the name Rashnu. I like it.
Andy Burry. Max Bauer.
Max Bauer? Max Power, the Sunderland player.
And also Jack Bauer from 24.
Of course.
And of course, Max Power.
Max Bauer.
The electronic setting.
I'm going to say Max Bauer is not a real guy.
Not a real guy. Max Bauer is a real guy and wrestled in NXT.
Bummer.
I'm really annoyed looking at this quiz. We did not get to see Max Bauer versus Axel Keegan at any point.
Yeah.
Banger that.
Bauer.
Or Slate Randall. You know what? I'm looking at this now. And I know I haven't made a mistake. So I remember typing them all out in the order I did it all in. I went and got all the fake names. And they're all in a row. And then I went and got all the real names. And they're all in a row. So I didn't mix any of them up. And yet I refuse to believe that these are the correct answers for most of these. Phil Chambers. Myra Hercules.
I thought you were going to say Myra Hindley. Bloody heck.
I want to sound tough.
Would you? No. Can I just stop you there? Would you honestly put it past WWE to do a Myra Hindley character?
No.
Absolutely not.
My tag team partner, Gary Glitter. Bloody hell.
No. Myra Hindley Hercules is not a wrestler.
Myra Hercules is not a real wrestler. I just bin my joke I've got now for the real Dr. Death, Harold. Anyway, what? Andy, Audrey Marie.
Audrey Marie is a real person.
Yeah.
She was on TV when I discovered NXT in like 2013, 14, 15, thereabouts.
This is going to rock you if it's not real.
She's real, brother.
What would you have done? Like, no? Never existed.
No?
Audrey Marie's been dead for 10 years. Phil.
Yes.
I'm going to get the right one here.
Play the metal one.
I've got the right one here. Priscilla Scud.
Priscilla Scud.
No, can't be. No one.
Why
would.
Can't it be?
No one would come out to Scud. As
Phil, we've had Axel Keegan, Dante Dash, and Knuckles Madsen. You're telling me Priscilla Scud?
They all sound
can't be
hard
real.
As balls.
Yeah, Priscilla Scud doesn't sound hard.
Scud.
You'd be in a stable called the Scud Muffins.
No, Priscilla Scud.
Shotty Blackheart could be Priscilla Scud.
Priscilla Scud is not a person.
Look at Shotty Blackheart. There's a Priscilla Scud vibe about Shotty Blackheart.
Yeah, she sells Scuds online as well, doesn't she? There you go.
It's a type of missile, Phil. And Priscilla's a hot goth name.
It is true.
What's your answer?
No.
No, you're right. It's not right at all. Not right at all. But if I ever get into wrestling, I will have big titty goth valet called Priscilla Scud. Right. Andy. Rami Sabai.
Yeah, that's Sami Zayn. Yes, correct.
God's sake.
It's his real name.
It's supposed to be the banner podcast, not the nerd podcast.
It's his real name,
actually,
brother.
Yeah, it's actually three names. All right, yeah, it is real. Phil. Lauren Amity.
Yes, real.
I'm getting big goth vibes off that one.
Yeah.
Small titty, though. Lauren Amity.
Real.
Nope. No, she ain't. I'm getting a little stable going here. Priscilla Scud. I could have like a little harem, Amity. Couldn't I?
Goth squad.
God, I'm too old for that. I'm so hot, though. Right, Andy. Eleanor Dallas.
Eleanor's not getting over as a name, is it?
DDP's wife.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Cuthbert. Why am I saying Cuthbert? I don't know.
You're right.
I think I've had a problem here. no, it's not real. It's not real.
The problem or the answer?
The voices in my
the
head.
The problem is very real.
The problem is always real. There it is. She's not a real person. Eleanor Scott.
Eleanor Dallas, I can confirm, is not. You're in the dirt here. I don't think, even if you get this last one, I don't think you're going to get it.
I think I've got eight.
Yeah, I don't think I've got like four or five.
Well, hang on, I'll do the line. Just for fun.
Hey!
You know, just for fun, you like that, ladies and gentlemen, don't you? Hey, just for fun. We'll do the last one just for fun. Phil?
Yes.
Rick Victor.
Real. Definitely
Rick
real.
Rick Victor.
Yeah. Yes. Real person. Rick Victor.
Rick Victor is real. And that concludes, ladies and gentlemen, our NXT Were They Real or Were They in Andy's Head quiz. And the Victor, I'm pleased to say, is, of course, Andy H. Murray.
I am the Rick Victor of this quiz.
The H stands for hello. Is there someone there?
The H stands for have I got a problem?
Yes I have.
Hey, what does this one do? Okay.
Oh, no. That's becoming your thing.
It is. I mean, I get used to it at home.
Right, well... That's not all we've got time for. We've got time for loads more stuff, but it's all we prepared in advance. So that's.
I mean,
be
we
the,
could just piss about for a bit longer.
We could take the road. We could take the road desk to the pub. That would just be.
We could do the pub next door as well.
That'd never be ending podcast. Yeah, goes more and more downhill.
I'll be up for the never ending podcast as a concept.
Yeah,
I don't know how you do it because you would have to
be live.
You have to sleep. You have to do something on the toilet.
You're gonna like upload a,
get balls.
Yeah,
get balls in.
Well, look, here's the thing.
Be, like constantly live streaming on.
Here's the thing. We're in the studio now. The possibilities, I declare, are endless.
Yeah.
We want to do a never-ending podcast. We want to do a podcast on the bog. We want to take the podcast to the pub. We can do whatever we want. We want to do a coherent episode of something that actually makes sense and feels like it had more than 5 minutes of planning beforehand. We could even do that. We like won't, how, but we could.
I like how having a podcast studio is an integral part to taking the podcast to the pub.
Yeah. Yeah, because it is, yeah. Because it's options.
We could bring the pub to the podcast.
We could bring the... Oh, next week, lads, we bring the pub to the podcast.
Well, I mean, the landlord of the pub next door did give us 2 free loaves of bread this morning.
He did?
That's a thing that actually happened.
Guys, I'm not trying to toot my own cocky, but he tried to give me 1 loaf of bread and I successfully bartered him up to 2 before realizing I didn't know what we would do with any loaves of bread, but that's another
story. Very useful when you work with a man like Michael Sidgwick who eats 5 loaves a day.
That wasn't even a joke. So... before we go, gotta do the housekeeping. If you're a fan of this sort of thing,
why?
But you can follow us on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts, where we put the news up, I guess, as well as the occasional list. But we do lots of other podcasts. We review Raw, we review SmackDown, NXT, AEW, whatever the hell else is going on. The pay per views, we do interviews, roundtables, discussions. The Michaels are here, and there's a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course. Where everybody? On Wrestle Culture! Listen, see that really good payoff. You can hear the sound of it.
Yeah. That's my button, mate.
No, this one's yours.
It's Audrey Marie!
Right, and on behalf of myself, Andy Murray, which you can get on Twitter at?
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey, what does this one do?
That's 1 minute long now. Sitting like that play.
Oh, this is the outro music.
This is the outro music. Phil, where can they get you on?
At Phil My Chambers.
That's so great. And you can get me at Adam Theory, CLDRY, the entire What Culture Wrestling family. Available at What Culture WWE. We presume the Roadcaster Pro Desk at Roadcaster on Twitter. And I need to think of 47 more seconds worth of outro. Unless, of course, Phil fades it out. Does that sound okay, Phil?
I can't read the third hand.
Is
that one over there?
This one there. That's
I can fade it out.
Yeah, you can fade it out. Right then, thank you so much for joining us on our live studio audience. We've been Wrestle Culture and we will see you all soon. We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.